This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Some gridiron pundits had characterized the San Diego Chargers as unlikely to make the NFL postseason, but the Bolts have won 5 straight games and 6 of their last 7, and they are currently the league's second hottest team after San Francisco. So what are their chances going into this week's divisional series? Here to help us with that question is the San Diego Union-Tribune's Nick Canepa, who has covered the Chargers for 4 decades. Nick, welcome to Only a Game.
Yeah, it's good to be on.
Expectations were low for the Chargers at the beginning of the regular season. How did they manage to make it this far?
Boy, that's a real good question. They have a new coach, a lot of new players. I think they got 22 players on their roster who weren't here at the end of last year. A new GM, and Philip Rivers, the quarterback, wasn't coming off his best year. So everybody wondered how it was going to all work out, and as it turned out, it worked out pretty well.
You mentioned that Phil Rivers was not particularly successful last year. He's done quite well this year. Time for him to break through in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's won a playoff game before. They won one last week, in fact. He's just been terribly efficient. He's completing 70% of his passes. He's been terrific, and of course, he's the natural leader of this team.
On Wednesday, a Pennsylvania man, no doubt a Steelers fan, filed a motion in a U.S. district court claiming that the Chargers should not be in the playoffs because of a missed call in their regular season finale against Kansas City. Seems reasonable, right?
Yeah, especially being the guy's a convict. But that's interesting because the Chargers got a horrible call in the opener against the Titans. It cost them 4 points, and they would have won the game.
Mm-hmm.
So is he going to go back to that? That's the way it goes. I mean, Ed Hockley cost him a game in Denver. I don't see any prisoners complaining about that. So,
the Chargers defeated the Cincinnati Bengals quite handily in last weekend's wild card game, but the Bengals don't have Peyton Manning at quarterback, and Denver does. How's San Diego going to fare against Denver?
I always think it's very difficult to win in Denver. I think it's the hardest place in the league to win. It's very loud. They got a great fan base, and they're playing at a mile high.
Mm-hmm.
But Rivers has had great success there, and the Chargers have had good success there lately, and they're 2-0 against Peyton in the playoffs, so they certainly have a chance.
San Diego has never had a pro sports title. Can that be true? Because if so, how would San Diegans react if the Chargers were to go all the way to the Super Bowl and then win it?
Oh, they go crazy when they start to win. They're going crazy now. You know, I mean, they won the AFL title in 1963. That was 50 years ago. Matter of fact, it was 50 years ago last Sunday. So they've been to a Super Bowl and played one of the great teams when they met the 49ers. You know, the Padres went to 2 World Series, and it was their misfortune to be playing 2 of the best teams of the last half century in 1984 Tigers and the 1998 Yankees. So I kind of poo-poo the San Diego curse. Hey, if you're better, win the games. They have nobody to blame but themselves, certainly not a curse.
Nick Canepa is senior sports columnist for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Nick, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Hey, it's not a problem. Always a pleasure.